Winter, spring, summer, fall, seasons change. We still keep it together.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans. Are you ready to dive deep? Episode by episode. Storyline by storyline. Character by character. As we break down the making of your favorite zip code. With your host.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans. Stop what you're doing right now. Because it's time to dive deep into 90 News. All the latest news and rumors coming out of your favorite zip code. With your hosts, Pete Ferrero and Melanie Rose. Oh my God, I can't believe what I just heard.
Okay, what did I do? Did I screw it up?
Yes.
I played the wrong one?
You played the wrong intro, Pete.
Okay. So this is the news. This is not the podcast. This is the news. Hey, Melanie. Welcome to the news. How are things in San Diego? I heard, there's been surgery on wrists and whatnot. How's everything going?
Oh, my God. We'll save the baseball talk for Charles and Larry. But things are great. It's a beautiful sunny day here. You know, MLB is back. We're back here on the news. So I'm anticipating a really great day today. How about you, Pete?
I'm always anticipating a great day, and I live for that. So, yes, thank you for asking that. Why don't we bring on our buddies, and I'm going to let you press all the buttons today.
Oh, I love pressing the buttons. Thank you. Hello, Charles and Larry.
Melanie, hello, and I think Pete made a wise decision having you press the buttons after we pressed the wrong button to turn the whole thing off.
Thank you for that validation. Thank you.
I really screwed up the whole beginning, but
if you're with Melanie, come on, she gets to press the button
always.
Because she's the only one.
Union.
Because she's the only one of the three of us who really knows how to press your buttons.
That's very true.
I am very, very skilled at that.
Yes, amazing. Okay, let's talk about baseball.
No, Larry, it's basketball right now. I know that look. What are you watching?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, the UCLA Bruins.
That was a tough game last night.
It's a very tough game. It's March Madness. It's a lot of upsets with really big teams. It looked like UCLA was heading down that gurgler, but they pulled it out in the last couple of minutes. It was pretty crazy.
For a lot of years, Larry and I did this unique, everybody does their bracket busters, but his nephew had a whole other package about what you would do is you'd break the teams. Here are the 16 seeds, the 15 seeds, all the way down to the one seeds, and you'd fill out a card with 1 to 16, the ones you would choose. And it was real interesting.
Every time they win, then you get those points.
Got those points.
So if you pick the 15th seed, you got 15 points. So if you get it twice.
Yeah, and Larry had forgotten that I actually one year went batshit, and I was the leader for years, and then somebody finally beat me, Larry. I think someone right at the end beat me. But
this is going on for 30 years.
And Matt, his nephew, would be like always had so many good friends in it, and then here's one of his Uncle Larry's only friends doing this, so he never liked to acknowledge. He tried to always skip over. Chuck Rosen did well too one year.
But in terms of baseball being back, I mean, Melanie got her Padres on. That was what happened. There was a motorcycle accident, or what?
Alleged. It's right after the accident that Tatis Jr. had. Thank you, Charles, for reminding us about the Dodgers 2020 World Series victory, by the way. Tatis had wrist surgery, so he's going to be out for a few months. And, I'm not happy about it. I don't think anyone's happy about it. You pay all this money for this great player, and he's been nothing but injured since we've picked him up. So, it's a little frustrating, but hopefully with our new manager, we've got Bob Melvin, and hopefully some trades before the season starts,
we'll or some signings, there's still some big free agents out there, but
yeah,
Chuck,
we need them. We need to get rid of Eric Hosmer and Will Myers and get some better.
The Red Sox were kicking the tires on Eric Hosmer. He's no good.
I mean, he's good, I think he's overpaid.
Oh, it's like anybody. If they're playing, if they're in San Diego and then they go to another team, they'll do better on the other team.
That does tend to happen. Although, Larry, you did say that the Red Sox picked up Matt Strom, who is a former Padres pitcher, yeah, and he's not that great. So
I know.
So I don't anticipate that happening.
No, the Red Sox have just been around the garbage dump, basically. They haven't done anything. Like the Dodgers got Fred Freeman.
I mean, that's amazing.
Number one pick. I mean, the Dodgers are so stacked. It's crazy.
So stacked.
Chuck should be.
Well, they put an article out that, like, we have the most, we have four most valuable players on this team now. And, yeah, you know, you got, it's funny. It was always Dodger pitching. It was always Koufax, Drysdale. And then, of course, Kershaw. And it was always about the pitching. No more. Not when you got Mookie Betts and Freeman and our friend Justin Turner. And it just, Mike Max Muncy. Remember who
I'm
was
watching
out?
The game here. First strikeout of the season for Eovaldi. I'm watching the game right now.
Nice.
Oh, Eovaldi, the ex-Dodger. Yeah, I like him.
You know, and they were like, Freddie Freeman was on the World Series champions. I was like, oh, that's right. Who knew who won last year? You know, Braves. It's not in my category. What do I care that the Braves won? Yeah. But he looks excited. The Dodgers look great. Our Mets are – we got Max Scherzer. We've done some interesting pickups. I mean, we're spending over $290 million. This is the reason why the tax was the whole debate happened. For our owner, Steve Cohen. He was one of the people that was going to overspend. It's nice to see that. How about the Yankees not doing anything? Have you guys been paying attention to them at all?
Like, no, not really. I'm just starting to get back into it.
Well, none of us like the Yankees here, right?
No offense on this, Larry. They play on the other league. You know, I don't
know what. Now they're all going to look the same because you got the designated hitter in the National.
Oh yeah, what do you guys think about that? Before we get to the
age.
What are you feeling about that?
Yeah. Well, I liked the designated hitter in 2020 when they had it in the National League. So I was kind of surprised, not thrilled they didn't bring it back. So I'm waiting for it. I mean, for years it was like I bought into the you know, the integrity of the game and the
old
rules.
Time baseball.
But, you know, a pitcher is an out. It's an automatic out. And we should do better than that. We should have more alternatives, more fun. And by the way, you know, what is it? More people watch hockey than baseball now or something like almost stupid like that? I mean, they got to get people to be watching this sport again. So
the other thing too is how many of our pitchers got injured from swinging a baseball bat. We don't need
or running the bases.
Yeah, right. We don't need any of that drama. Okay, let's talk about 90210. I'm sure that's why people tuned in.
Yeah, you can edit the other part out.
I was going to ask.
Always fast forward through the baseball talk.
Yeah, I guess some people like it. I know we have a few people that love when we talk about it.
Some people love it. Yeah.
Charles, this last week we had two incredible actors join us from Ashes to Ashes season two. What was that like for you, man? There was a lot of high praise coming the Charles Rosen way. Yeah. You know, you got put in a pretty nice category. What was that like for you?
It would have been great, but Billy had some trouble with his volume, so I couldn't hear all the praise. I lean up. Oh, he thinks I'm a genius. Oh, he likes that. Oh, okay. You know, it's hard to hear a little bit. But it was they're very nice, both guys. And that was an episode that meant a lot to me. You know, I thought it was going to be really, we were shaping up to maybe have a spinoff and all of that. And then the ratings didn't warrant it. But, you know, what we were going over is what a cast. You know, you start with Richard Roundtree as the father. Tina Lifferts, who's a fine working actress. Then you have Vivica Fox. And then you have Eugene Bird, who I was the reason that we did this at all, because I was so, you know, just tired of dealing with the fact that we didn't have a recurring black character. And I thought, oh, this young, you know, let's get somebody who's the photographer at the Blaze, and someone who lives on Brandon Street and all these things. And that kind of morphed into this. It was pretty exciting. So to have Eugene, who, you know, did not want to come on who, let's put it this way, whose parents were not interested in making a deal with him to do our show as a recurring character because he was still going to high school in Philadelphia. And the fact of the matter is those are really good parents.
Yeah.
And he's a very good guy. And we sure had a good time with both gentlemen talking and dealing with this particular episode on matters pertaining to race on television. It was interesting, particularly Larry, to hear when Eugene, I was saying, oh, you have so many more opportunities now, so many more shows that, that, you know, feature Black characters or Black ensembles, whether it's The Wonder Years is the Black version or this one is that. Yep. And he still said that. And Eugene, who's, who's a working actor, basically said, yeah, but it's still, you got to sell them. You still have all the competition to get on this.
The competition has only increased more.
Bigger competition.
Maybe the Ashes to Ashes family would be great in the reboot now. If somebody was to make, like they did with the Wonder Years, a 90210 sort of reboot, looking at it from another family that lived in town and went to West Beverly in the 90s.
I see a slam coming on.
There you go. There's an idea. Free idea for Hulu.
Sure, it would be a great idea, except the trouble is, of course, the people who own the copyright to the show have nothing but contempt for the show, so I doubt they'll want to do that.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm on the TV.
Larry missed my line there. I said they're not going to want to do it, Larry, because they've got contempt for the show. The people who own the copyright, they're not going to want to do this.
But anyway, it was a really good conversation, and it was nice to hear actors talking about you, Chuck, in that way. Because I, you know, even watching back in New Jersey, I was after the show talking about it, that it just, it really made an impact even in my little community, Paramus, you know, just to see that and to put it out there was really important. So it was nice to, I don't know, it was nice to see some people giving you the proper praise that it deserved then. And now all these years later, getting it back from the actual actors who performed and read the lines, you know?
Yes. Well, thank you. Well, you know, when they're not in my main cast, I'll get that sometimes.
Guest stars have got all the praise.
Right? Guest stars love it.
Yeah. Okay. And now this week, Larry, we're covering Violated. This is a season 6 episode where Valerie gets harassed by a professor.
I hadn't seen it. I watched it yesterday. I hadn't seen it since it was on. It was an episode that I wrote. It said with Ampersand, myself, and Meredith Steen.
As a writing team.
And I know it had to be an important and serious episode.
It was very important and very serious. Actually, it's a packed episode. I actually liked it a lot. Chuck, do you remember this director, Chris Hibbler? Did he ever do any stuff with you?
Of course. Hibbler was a big deal for MTM for a long time.
Okay.
And Chris did, he did one of them. I forget which one he did for us, but he did at least one. He did a couple for us.
It was pretty well directed. It wasn't bad, but I, you know, forgetting the Valerie plot, there's really the Dylan and Antonia Marchette or Rebecca Gayhart, and there's literally 40 seconds of kissing in this episode. It's unbelievable. There's two kisses that last over 15 seconds, and then there are a couple of other things. I mean, obviously Luke was so into this girl. It's fantastic. That to me eclipsed everything. But the actual story. You know, and again, I had a good feminist writing with me. You know, it really is a well-told story, which obviously is relevant today. You know, Valerie's just trying to do the right thing in class and really trying to help her business or whatever. And then she's kind of thrown off because all of a sudden she's not the seducer. And even though she's a slut, and, you know, that's why she doesn't want to go through with it. But Brandon and Susan Keats from the paper kind of help her by getting other people who have the same story support her. And it works out pretty good.
Yes, Charles.
Why wouldn't she want to go through this? I mean, the character that I met in season 5 wouldn't have thought about that guy. Did you remember? Listen, is it my imagination or did Valerie actually say to get rid of a bill at her hotel that she would screw the manager?
Right, because that's what I'm saying. But that was really on her agenda. And I think, you'd have to talk to Meredith about the actual
motivations.
Meredith is now very busy. She's the president of the Writers Guild. She's had many successful television shows, and that woman stopped returning my call many, many years ago.
Me as well.
And me when I tried to get her to do the podcast. So
it's a very good show. Why
did she not return your call? She just wouldn't do it?
No, she won't do the podcast. No.
Yeah. She said no.
We haven't gotten an answer either way.
I could call her and she'd do it probably, but she grew up across the street from me, basically. She did. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's I have nothing but good things to say about the Writers Guild as the Chuck. They did an amazing job.
Just to be clear,
Chip and people, they've done an amazing job.
Yeah, thank you for Chip and Chris Kaiser, the showrunner of
Party of Five.
Who both were our led our negotiating team to get streaming back in 2008. The only strike that Larry and I definitely 100% agreed with.
Yeah.
And
then they beat the agency.
Now we're really benefiting from it. We're seeing our the money's revenues for hit television shows that stream of a different era. You know, we're getting 4x really from and even more from what we got prior to it. So
keep streaming. That's what Chuck is saying, is keep streaming the show.
Anywhere.
It funds the podcast.
Larry, turn on Hulu. Turn on Hulu
and put Paramount on the Plus, show,
and then go about your day.
Just leave it on course, in the background, right?
Of course, Pluto TV.
Leave it running on a loop. Yeah.
Wait, Larry, coming on the show.
Wait, hold on. I'm still trying to get everybody all situated for who's coming on. But the other thing that happens is Claire and Steve get a hotel room. And it's going to be their first time. And then Steve surprises her with the handcuffs, and she wants nothing to do with them. Right.
He doesn't surprise her with the handcuffs. They happen to be left in the room. He thinks that they've been left by her. And right. This actually happened to me. This was
God.
In San Diego.
Where?
When? Oh, that's
funny. Mission Bay Hilton. San Diego.
At the Mission Bay Hilton.
I check in there, and under the bed, there's a whole bunch of porno shit.
What?
You know, they didn't see it, but I'm like, okay, what the fuck? Okay.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, anyway, that was really nice to see too. Thinking of Claire with the handcuffs was nice to see too. Yeah, good throwback memory for me.
There's actually some also repair. It's the beginning of the Ray Pruitt leaving the show episode too.
Yes,
to really deal with Donna and Ray's abusive relationship, whether he should go into treatment or not, or whether she'll stand by him, or some interesting stuff. Well,
Bing Crosby's
daughter.
We tried
to really do the right thing. You know, we went right into the thing rather than, you know, hiding from him. We went right into it and tried to solve that, you know, give Jamie a good way out.
But Bing Crosby's daughter, Mary Crosby,
Mary Crosby is in the episode, and I she's great. I had worked with her in a sitcom. We had as actors together in 1981, I think.
Oh, I'm going to have to really push to get her. She's the Collins art dealer or whatever she is.
Exactly. Yeah, she plays Claudia Bennett.
Did the manor, Aaron Spelling's manor, was that built on Bing Crosby's old home? I believe it was. I say this
Chuck
because
is
the manor
are you asking,
is.
I assume you're asking
anybody,
Chuck.
Chuck
knows all things. Mr. Spelling and the manor.
The manor's on the market for $165 million right now. It's the third most expensive house in LA. And I read that it was built on Bing Crosby's old home. So I heard Crosby and I thought
Chuck,
maybe.
Did you spend some time in the manor?
Spent a few times there. Not that many, but some. Yes.
But you know nothing of this Bing Crosby's old home being.
Well, I wondered why when you rang the doorbell, what came back was, "Do you hear what I hear?" You must have sure that been my tip that it was, but you know, you never know.
Oh, good black dog T-shirt, I checked.
Was that just like,
black dog, Vineyard.
Black dog.
Sorry, that was a random topic.
Okay.
Did you break Candy's chair in the manor, or was that another house?
It was the manor.
Nice.
That's why he's only been there a couple of times.
Right. And you know, when I hear Candy, you know, she walks around the apartment. That's my chair. All these, you know, sleepwalks. She has a sleepwalker, I understand, right? Isn't that right, Tori? She sleepwalks.
Chuck, that's a very early story, but it's a very underrated story of yours. I can't imagine coming into this man's home in one of the first meetings and sitting in a chair and it breaking. I can't even imagine what you were thinking in that moment. But you're like, of course.
What I was thinking?
Yeah.
Was cheap stuff. Pier 1 imports.
Exactly. Oh, Pier 1. Yeah, I think you're right.
I can sit in the chair and can't hold. Now, and also was like, oh, yes, season one was stressful. I better watch what I'm eating because and you know, I remember looking, you know, when Darren and I were in Hawaii together, in fact, and you know, it was, that's when I came up with it. There used to be an old television show called Jake and the Fat Man.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of that name.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was guest starring as the fat man.
That was William Conrad as the fat
man. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a very, very funny story about that show with William Conrad, Jake and the Fat Man. It was a pilot and done by my friend and a really wonderful man. And I know he's still alive and I hope he's well, Dean Hargrove. Who was a buddy of mine. We worked all the time together and loved the guy and great tennis together. And anyway, so Dean, this is Dean's pilot and he's put this together and it's Jake and the Fat Man. And this is the pilot that Fred Silverman, the legendary head of the CBS, the man who, when he was
NBC,
at Roots, yeah. I mean, you know, the man when he was at CBS said, forget the Beverly Hills Billies, let's put on All in the Family. I mean, he had some incredible instincts. Larry and I both knew Fred, both worked for Fred at different times. And anyway, but this is just such a Fred Silverman story. So there he is. They start showing the pilot of Jake and the Fat Man, which I remember quite well. It's a very funny opening. And all of a sudden, Fred Silverman's going, stop the camp! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Where's Conrad? Well, that's Conrad. That's him. No! Where's Conrad? And it was the guy, you know, the one from the Wild Wild West, Robert Conrad.
Robert Conrad.
That's who we thought he was doing the pilot with. He said, "Where's
God, that's hilarious! I never heard that.
That's amazing.
He went nuts. Yeah. And then he ordered the show because he didn't want to look like a fool.
Yeah,
oh, I love that. But it was a high-rated show, and everybody praised him. Everybody praised. Oh yes, CBS. Now look at you. Just don't have to be a star and look like, you know, Tab Hunter or a leading man. Look at a leading man can be just a character actor. Look how far we've come.
There you go.
I have one story. You can edit.
Go ahead. I think people love this.
Fred Silverman story also, which is kind of legendary. Which is you know, because as a head of NBC, he had basically the final cut, basically, which he believed. But he had a producer who I believe was Boshko, that I never heard him named. And Boshko claimed he had final cut. And there was an episode of television, I don't know what show, and Fred wanted a close-up, and it was a wide shot. And Boshko pulled rank and said, no, I have final cut. It's going to stay the way it is. And Fred was so incensed that when the show aired nationally, he had the guys in Burbank at that moment where the cut is go to Tones and Bars. Like all of a sudden we go Tones and Bars for a second, then come back just to show Boshko that he had the final cut.
Oh my
God. Talk about a power struggle. Whoa. Know.
You could do that back then. I don't know about today.
Not today. Not get away with that.
All right, guys, this has been great. It will be a fun week coming up. Chuck, I hope you have a good one. I know you're not with us this week, but I'm sure we'll all be back together really soon. So, and we'll look forward to that. Okay.
Great seeing you.
And all the news is fit and lit. And that's good. Have a great day, guys. See you soon, Chuck.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye. All right. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Pushing
the buttons. There we go.
I love when you push the buttons. Okay. It makes my day so much easier.
Aw. And you get to do the picture, so you still get something to do.
Thank you. I feel like I'm in kindergarten, and he gets to go play with the pictures.
Aw, you get a sticker, Pete.
Thank you very much. All right, so do you care where we start?
No, throw it at me, and we'll go for it. Oh, we're going to start here with the Antler Queens. This is my new podcast with my friend Kelly. It is a Yellow Jackets podcast. If you have not watched Yellow Jackets yet, it is very reminiscent of the 90s. It takes place in two timelines. One of them is 96. So if you like the 90s, you will love Yellow Jackets. It's on Showtime. You can actually watch the pilot for free, and Showtime also gives you a 30-day free trial. Our website is theantlerqueens.com. We've got all of our social media and merch and stuff up there, but I have a surprise. For anybody who goes and subscribes to our YouTube channel for all of our U.S. and Canadian friends, I will randomly pick one of you and mail you a pack of 90210 trading cards as a thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel. So do me a favor, head over to theantlerqueens.com, click on our YouTube profile, subscribe. send me a screen grab at Media Melanie, and then Monday I will pick somebody and send you a little thank you gift. So,
well, congrats on the new podcast. I'm really excited to listen. Will it be visual as well, or will it be all audio?
It will be visual. We actually had recorded our episode yesterday, but we had some technical issues with audio and the live stream wasn't seamless. So we are going to re-record, and we will be live on Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. We'll cool. be on Facebook and YouTube, and then also on all the podcast
audio
streaming
places. Yep, yeah. Yep.
And we've got some really cute merch too. So check it out. That's at theantlerqueenspodcast.com.
Very awesome, Melanie. Cool stuff happening there. Okay, you alluded to this before. Aaron Spelling's house is selling. Yes. And I did hear that the chair that Chuck broke is included in the sale, so you can get a piece of that.
That's story. Your one piece of furniture. Yes. To my knowledge, it has not been sold yet. That was from like February 22nd, but I could not find any transaction saying that it was sold. So still on the market. Got 165 mil. The man.
Tori, what are we doing? Let's go hang out and maybe we can go visit the thing together. We'll go visit the old house. When I would love to see that show, Tori visiting her old house or something like that. No,
reverse Cribs or something, right?
Yeah, like
do they still do that show Cribs on MTV? Is that still?
I don't think so. I think that's gone. All right, let's see here.
25th anniversary of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Of course, Sarah Michelle Gellar posted a little tribute to that. And as we know, our friend Emma Caulfield from Beverly Hills 90210, Susan, she was part of that show. So I thought this was relevant. She posted a little picture too, but I liked Sarah Michelle Gellar's post better. So I decided to share it. Rude. I like them both. But so 25 years. You know, I was never super into Buffy, but anyway,
sorry, I thought that was the other picture. So sorry.
No, it's all good. All good. So anyway, Buffy fans, 25 years. Where has the last 25 years gone? Whoa.
It is incredible. I think about that all the time. So I also just want to apologize. I just kind of came out and woke up and then did the news. I didn't really think the hair through or any of that. So I don't even know where.
I actually like the messy hairdo. Sometimes. It works for you. It's like, you know.
Okay, thanks.
It's a little.
Well, this one side is a little fucked up. So I apologize to everybody, but here's Jenny Garth. What's going on?
Yeah, so this was actually a movie that she had filmed for Tubi last summer, and it looks like she was either screening it or maybe making some VO changes. I have no idea, but we
can ADR. Look forward. Looks like she's doing ADR.
Oh yeah, I can't actually read the text, but anyway, yes. There's going to be a new Jenny Garth movie. It will be out sometime this summer. We will keep that on our radar and update you accordingly.
I always love to see who leaves comments. I always like look at those to see like what is our people doing? Uh-huh. Did anyone fuck up?
We see a lot of our people commenting. It's so nice. I love the community we've built. I just want to say that one more time. It's been so nice connecting and making new friends and all that. So.
I agree. I say that all the time about this podcast, and the show is so important to have all the really cool people following us and that actually care about what, you know, what's going on and what we're doing, what Chuck's doing, Larry's doing, and I'm doing, and you're doing. And even if I'm just eating a pizza, they're into it. So I appreciate all of you.
Shannon Doherty has been sharing a lot of messages regarding Ukraine, which of course I think we can.
Is she
not to my knowledge. I think she's just a very empathetic person who
amazing.
You know, hates
yes, to I
see
agree.
What's going on, and I feel the same exact way. I think it's awful. You know, props to Zelensky for his strength and leadership, and hopefully this resolves, because fighting with Russia is never good. And my heart goes out to everybody in Ukraine who's had to leave, who's still there fighting. It's just a really terrible situation.
My heart goes out to them and also Shannon Doherty for, fighting the fight alongside, using her platform and voice to try to make a difference in the world. And seriously, so much love to you, Shannon, for always doing that and for doing that here in this case. So
she's a staunch advocate for many things, and I think that we can all appreciate that.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, there's my girl.
I'll let you take this one, Pete. There you go.
It looks like my buddy Kathleen Robertson here is in my TV crush, I should say. debuted the show that she was showrunning or is showrunning. It will be out in April on the Roku channel, Swimming with Sharks. I don't know if you've seen the trailer, Melanie, but it looks fucking incredible. This is going to be one of those shows. I want to do a podcast about Swimming with Sharks. So I'm putting it out to the universe right now. Kathleen, let's do a Swimming with Sharks podcast weekly as each episode comes up, because this is going to be one. It's going to be one of those shows that we're all fucking talking about. I just know it. And I said the F word in the middle of it. So now you know it's true.
Mm-hmm. Love a well-placed F-bomb.
Is the next picture also the same thing, or is it something different?
Something different. I believe there's only one photo of Kathleen.
Okay. But can we just talk about everything here with Kathleen's look?
Her look, glasses, the hair, the outfit. I mean, look at her legs. Like, she looks really good. I mean,
but the red lips.
The red lips. That I know that's a thing for you. Yes. they really pop there. I mean, she, you know, you look at that photo and she's the one that stands out the most to me.
Can I just say, though, that the one thing about Kathleen that fascinates me is that, is that whenever there's a photograph that pops up of where Kathleen's in a group of people, they could be at a party or an old 90210 picture or something from a show she did, my eyes just like go right to Kathleen. It's incredible. She just looks amazing. And I know everybody in this cast is amazing. And I'm just so proud of her as a writer and showrunner and everything she's doing incredible things. And she's still a really fucking great actress too. So she looks great. Make sure all of us here go check out Swimming with Sharks, because April, I think it's the 15th. Yeah. Well, that's what it says right there. Anybody write anything crazy here on the messages? Just me. Can't wait. Fire.
yes, I can't wait. I love Kiernan Shipka too, you know, from Mad Men and Sabrina. I believe Sabrina, I think she's on too. I don't watch it, but
yeah,
she's great too. She's had, you know, a great career since she was very young. So I'm excited to see her in this role too.
I saw Rebecca Gayhart even put a little thing there from our world.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I mean, just can't say enough about it. And that's it. That's the news.
Guerrero.
Like, just kidding.
I mean, we haven't been here in a few weeks. We owe it to our viewers and listeners to.
No, I mean, there's just nothing else that's that much newsworthy. I mean, Kathleen's got a new show coming out. We all need to go like full throttle and support of her and this, and that's it. What else is there to talk about? I can't even imagine what.
All right,
what,
see you later. Bye. Leaving studio.
Just I'm out.
90210 out.
All right. Ooh, well, maybe it's on me. Maybe I should have saved the best for last. Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Okay. So I didn't pull a video for this, but I highly recommend that you head over to That's For Ent and watch this video, because it is TLC with some of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC members singing Waterfalls together at the 90s con that happened in Hartford last week. It looks like it was a really great event. There were lots of 90s stars, TV, music, everything. There was some chatter about a Family Matters reboot, but the highlight for me was watching this video of them singing Waterfalls. I thought it was really cute. So check it out and check out their feed, you know, see what happened at 90s Con. Wish I could have been there. Didn't work out, but looked like it was a really fun event for all of us 90s enthusiasts.
It's really dope, this whole Backstreet Boys TLC thing. But just Swimming with Sharks is coming April 15th. I just want to make sure that we stick to the important news.
I was going to leave. Sorry. I thought
we were done. That's great. And I mean it too. Like, I'm really stoked about it, but I am having some fun here. Okay. What is this now? What is this? This was great. I saw this.
Oh my God.
I saw this shit.
Dying. And I missed the initial one, so I didn't post that. But essentially, Jenna Fisher was asking Lindsay Price about how she does those really cute mirror selfies that she does. So there was some like back and forth, and you know, she was like, you need to be surprised with a tinge of offended, put one foot forward, you know, all these different things. So Jenna Fisher sent back her attempt at it. I think she did great. And there were a couple more of them in Lindsay's stories. So check it out. I thought it was just super cute. I love the celeb, you know, interaction.
Should I do one?
Oh my God, Pete, we should actually both do one. you should definitely do one. Do one. Yes, right. I want to see your mirror selfie. Remember, surprised with a tinge of, what was it?
Surprised with a tinge of offended. and by the way, I just need to say Lindsay Price actually does nail that. So that's funny.
Like the queen of the mirror selfies. Like if there was a queen, she would be it.
Well, Yes, to a degree, I agree with you about the mirror, but the Queen has a show coming out on Roku channel, which is Swimming with Sharks, which I'm super excited for. Okay, and let's see here.
Aw, Tori, she shared this really cute photo. Her son Liam turned 15, and, you know, as a mom, it's crazy, like, on these big birthdays, like 10, 15. It really makes you think, wow, time has flown. And what a cute picture. She's such a great mom. And I just love that little tribute. So I thought it was very cute.
All right, Melanie. And then there's also this.
Yes, Sharna Burgess shared this very cute pregnancy photo of when she first found out that she was expecting with Brian Austin Green. Very sweet. There were also some stories out, you know, about her having shared the news with her parents, specifically her dad, who is no longer with us. So, you know, there were some emotional videos shared and, you know, you've probably seen that in the press. But
yeah, I mean, I just want to say I'm so happy for Brian. I've gotten to know him a little bit over the since we started doing this podcast, and he's just so happy. And Sharna seems to make him really happy. She seems like such a sweet, wonderful person, and it actually feels like the perfect connection between the two of them when you see them together and whatnot. There's just so much appreciation for each other's personalities and whatnot.
There's something so authentic about Sharna too. She just comes off as such a genuine, sweet person, and you know, not everybody comes off that way. So I think that's really a testament to, you know, their match together and, you know, their relationship and impending parenthood. So we're wishing them the best with their new baby that is expected sometime around July 4th.
It's interesting that you said that about them being authentic, because I think I was always drawn to, well, you said about Sharna, but I think what I was always drawn to in 90210, the reason why I'm a fan of Kathleen and Brian and Tori is because they always felt the most authentic. You know what I mean?
And as people outside
of the show. And that's not a knock on any of the other ones. They all are authentically great in the show. But I felt a connection. So when you said that Sharna was authentic, I was thinking, well, so is Brian.
Yeah, they're perfect.
You know what I mean? So I think he is who he is, and he's really happy with that. And it's a good person. So the other person that you mentioned about Tori, a couple of weeks ago, this happened, and I was so touched by this. I don't know if it's the right clip, so we'll just hope.
You know, there's the other 90210 podcast. We're allowed to speak with it. They are very nice to us. What is it called?
With Chuck Rosen and
Larry and Pete Ferraro, who's amazing, and we've all become friends with. But we all work together. Like, he's always offering, like, hey, I can get this. I have this guest. I know how to get a hold of her. Like, you know, here. So I just quickly.
But anyway, I mean, that was so sweet of Tori.
So nice
to shout me out there on the on 90210 OMG. I love all of them there.
The little giggle was kind of funny. I liked the giggle. That was cute.
Tori is just so sweet. They all are. I mean, and Jenny and Amy as well. Amy is someone who I've stayed in touch with a little bit over the last few years, and I think, you know, 90210 OMG got off to maybe a. I liked it from day one, but some people thought it was a little bit of a rocky start. But Amy Sugarman really just brought like so much strength, let's use that word, to the show, and just and is now their podcast is just something I just really enjoy listening to. And it, well, not that it wasn't, but it's just it's grounded and it's good, and I love them.
It's a good place right now.
It is a good place, and they're all very talented, and I'm always excited to hear what they are talking about. And if I can help them in any way, I always try to help them, because that's what we're here to do.
You're so kind.
Well, but that's also what we're here to do. You know, we're here to help each other. We're not here to fight. Compete. That's a really, yeah, it's a really silly approach in the world of podcasting. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we all are looking for people to like come listen to what Chuck has to say, or come listen to a guest star, or what you guys are going to talk
the
about.
Antler
Queens, whatever, all the office podcasts are. We're all here. It's a community. We're a community of podcasters all looking out for each other. That's what we should be doing. So it doesn't matter if there's 10 90210 podcasts.
Nope. And actually there might be, but
there's actually like 200 of them. I mean, like, shout out to the Blaze who like invented it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they all have their time. You know what I mean? So, anyway, much love to the three of them. I love Tori Spelling so much, so I appreciate you shouting me out there. And all three of you. Anything else that we need to cover? I'm sorry, that felt indulgent. Was that indulgent?
No, hey, it's all good. You know what? Let me just review my list. I think we got all the pictures, but let's do what we're watching right now, okay? Because I just want to touch upon this. So
I got a couple for you.
Okay.
I'm watching some shit.
Excellent. So I wanted to really talk about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I finished the season of, but specifically the really smart product placement. This set of Tupperware bowls behind me, they actually placed within a couple of the episodes, and, you know, these bowls were actually available to purchase through Tupperware. So I just, you know, I love smart marketing, and I just thought that product placement was very smart. I don't even use plastic, and I bought these bowls because they're so pretty and colorful. So, you know, just shout out to Mrs. Maisel, too. It's just such a great show. The last season is the next season coming up. So if you haven't watched it yet, you know, check it out on Amazon Prime. It's probably one of my top favorite shows, besides, of course, Yellow Jackets.
Right which now. You clearly love.
Which I love, yes.
Here are the three things I watched. I'm curious if you've watched any of them. Inventing Anna.
Oh my gosh. We did talk about this briefly. I loved it. Julia Garner is genius.
I love her.
Hated her accent. Hated it. It took me like an episode to get over and like realize, okay, you can watch this. Just don't pay attention to the accent. It really bothered me, but she was genius. And I thought the show was great.
Anna, I loved her accent.
I loved it.
Wait, how are you saying that? Say it.
Actually, I think I said it wrong. It's Anna. I thought it was Chlumsky.
But is it Chlumsky?
Chlumsky?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it is. I think I'm totally butchering her name. So sorry, Anna. Sorry.
Well, I mean, listen, here's the thing. I really want to interview Anna for guest star, like badly. And I have reached out to her manager. They said no, of course. That's what everybody says as soon as you ask. And then I followed up because I'm psychotic and I don't know how to hear the word no. And they said, well, we'll consider, which was just like really sweet of them to say that. And I'm considering what they said, but I really, really want to interview her. So if anybody is on social media, please, I know we ask you guys to do this a whole bunch with people that we're trying to get on the show, but if you can tweet at her and just tell her that she needs to do the guest star podcast, because I'm obsessed with her work in that Inventing Anna. And also Veep. I loved her in Veep. And of course there's all the stuff that she did as a kid, but I mean, and I love that stuff.
My girl,
yeah. But I'm not like, and I'm not really into that. If I'm being like, I'm not that I'm not into it, but like, it's just like her work today is so fucking awesome. So yes. That's what I really want to talk to her about. But of course I'll ask her some My Girl questions, but so please, everybody just send her a tweet and say, please do, at Pete Ferrero. I'm Peter Ferrero on Twitter. I don't think she has an Instagram, but if you guys can hit her up and just tell her to do guest star that you all really want to hear her. I think it might help my case. Sorry. Lastly, I just watched Bad Vegan on Netflix as well, which my buddy Alan Sulkin is in. Really good little scandal story. I think you would dig. And also the Tinder Swindler. Did you see this?
Oh, I have not watched that one yet, but I should. I've heard that it's good.
Both of those are sort of in the same vein, Bad Vegan and the Tinder Swindler, but just different money taking. But money skimps. But I mean, very good. Both very, really good.
Hey, have you watched Suspicion on Apple TV Plus yet?
No, I mean, listen, I just said all the things I'm watching. Okay. I can only watch so much shit.
Right. You know, something I love/hate is some of the streaming shows now drop episodes like once a week, which
so
I
annoying. Love
because like, in a way, it gives me chances to watch other shows and not binge it, but I hate
it. Oh, you
it
like it. You like
I can't
it.
Binge it, so it's oh. love-hate.
I don't know if you like it or not. I'm so confused. You liked it, and then you didn't like it. So
it's
I don't
love-hate, Pete. It's
okay. It's okay. Okay. That would be the name of your book, maybe.
Love-hate would be the name of my book. I think it would be a Melanie memoir, but I'm not sure.
I'm just being stupid.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Is there anyone that we should shout out this week? Let's shout out our friend Justina. Let's shout out our friend Kristen McIsaac. Let's shout out our friend. Go ahead. You can shout one out.
Hey, let's shout out Kelly Parker.
Kelly Parker.
Kristen McIsaac are actually coming to LA in May. So,
oh, amazing.
We'll all get a chance to meet up. That would be really cool.
What the fuck? I mean, this is the first I'm hearing of it. They probably
we talked about it before.
Just saying. Well, let's go get a mega burger and some shit.
Yes, that's the plan. Yep. I'm waiting for my Padres schedule now still, but
do you know when in April, May they're coming out here?
I do. I don't know if I should like reveal their trip dates. I don't know. Like,
what the fuck? Is someone going to stalk them? Okay, don't do it. Tell me.
I don't know. I don't want to, like, at the end of May. They're coming out at the end of May.
Okay. There was also that like person that was like stalking me. Did I tell you about that on Instagram?
The one from like months ago, the person that we discovered that I spent like an hour investigating and finally you figured out who it was.
Well, we've done that a few times.
Oh, actually, you're right. We actually have done that a few times now. It's so interesting, like people and...
I don't know which one specifically you're talking about, but... Okay. But
which one of Pete's stalkers?
No, but this was not fun. This was not a fun one. I like fun ones, but because the one that you're talking about is a good dude and he's a fun one. He means well. Other one was not so fun. It's a he, which is fine, but he was like calling me on like, guys, I try to be as accessible. If you want to talk to me, just DM me. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, depending on who you are, I'm not gonna meet you for a pizza at Side Pie. You know, I mean, if having said that, I would meet Kristen McIsaac for pizza. Okay. You know what I mean? But it depends. You know what I mean? Like, it's a strategy about who I'm gonna talk to.
Well, you form authentic relationships with some people, and some people, you know, you just don't have that same connection with. So,
well, I mean, you just can't come in hot like that. Like, I'm in town. Where are we going? Like, what do you mean you're in town? I've never talked to you before. What do you mean? I don't care that you're.
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, and then calling me and waking me up and shit. Like, no, I'm not into it. So, no offense to that person either, but I just think there's a proper strategy, and you shouldn't be doing that with people. Like, just chill. I'm a chill person. Just come at me, chill, and then maybe I'll meet you at the Walsh House, but probably not.
But we might have to do some locations with Kristen and Kelly.
Totally fine with that. Great. Totally. Just to be clear, too, there's a couple of others that I would definitely hang out with. Let me go through my.
But then if you say them all and you forget like one person that you're really actually cool with and you don't say them, then they might get a complex. So, you know, that might be.
I was going to say the one Becca. I would definitely hang out with her.
Oh, Becca Shin. I love her. I love her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, the Caitlins, if the Caitlins came. Definitely.
Yes, definitely. I love the Caitlins. Yeah. Sort of obsessed. And then, well, she's just so funny. Both of them are. So mm-hmm. just put yep. them in the same. Yep. And then there was this other one that I really wanted to shout out this week. Sarah Be Doing Things. She seems very cool, too.
So you know who I want to shout out is actually another Sarah, Dorkzilla7, I believe, on Instagram. On National Barbie Day, I posted my collection of Beverly Hills 90210 Barbies, and I said, all I need is Donna Martin to complete the collection. Well, guess what? She actually has a few extra Donna Martins.
Oh, my God.
And is sending me one. Like, how nice and awesome and generous. I can't thank her enough. I think it's so nice. And my collection will be complete, so... Check.
Gia, I want to shout her out. Becky Westers, Rodney Turner. Westers. Oh my God! Hey, speaking of news, do you guys know the BH fan page? We all follow that.
Yeah, is that the one that got hacked? And he
got hacked. So I just want to shout that out. BH fan page. His page got hacked. He's trying to get it back. He can't remember his email. It's a whole debacle. Help him out, guys. I don't know how you can help him out. I really don't. He keeps asking me for help. I don't know. Just call Instagram, but get your account back. He's got a new account and shit. I mean, he was so integral in helping us get Ashes together this past week. So Shout out to Rodney.
Speaking of other fans too, there's one that sent me a script, which I haven't had a chance to read yet. Did you get the script? I believe it was like a reboot type of script. It was sent to me about a month ago, and I feel bad because I haven't had a chance to read it. I'm looking in my emails now and I can't find it. It might be in my Facebook messages.
That's okay.
Anyway, it's whatever. Okay. But the point is, we've got so many cool fans out there. Thank you guys for being part of this and listening and, you know, being patient with us with the news, because sometimes we're not here every week. And even though we would love to be more consistent, you know, life is tough, but we just appreciate you being here. So thank you, everybody.
This has been the news. It's been fun seeing you, Melanie. We gave you an extra action-packed hour here today because there's been so much to cover. We've been off for a couple of weeks and wanted to shout all of you out in the community because we care so much. So go ahead, Melanie.
Yes, one last thing. Please go to theantlerqueens.com, my new Yellow Jackets podcast. Subscribe to all of our socials. Check out the merch. And everyone have a great weekend. We should be back next week. We'll see you then. And with that, 9021 out.